Hello, good evening.
Hello?
Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Joshua calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I speak to Dan?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
From Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household? Yes, thank you so much. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And also, may I ask, what is your age, please?
How old am I? 78.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White Caucasian, Black African American?
Caucasian.
Right? Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Yeah. Strong.
Strong one, right. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Would you say just satisfied, right? Okay, thank you so much. Or very satisfied?
Just satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
I appreciate that. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glazenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Approve.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving K through 12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, or combating threats to our democracy. You can choose two.
One and three.
One and three, fighting inflation and lowering costs and improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Donald Trump, between 0 to 100.
0.
Joe Biden?
75.
Thank you. Raul Garcia?
75.
75. How about Maria Cantwell?
75.
Okay, Joe Kent?
Don't know.
Okay, no worries. So you have no opinion of them? Okay. How about Marie Glazenkamp Perez?
Give her an 80.
80, thank you. How about MAGA Republicans?
0.
0. And woke liberals in Congress?
No opinion.
No opinion, right? No worries. Thank you so much, sir. If the election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat.
Democrat Joe Biden. Thank you so much. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Yes. Marie.
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support him?
No chance.
Okay, no chance at all. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Someone, the first attribute is a fighter for the middle class, from 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. Someone who shares your values?
10.
Thank you. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
2.
Thank you. A working mom who understands the needs of families?
10.
Thank you. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
10.
A small business owner?
10.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress. 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0, between 0 and 10. Your opinion is important. Okay, 10. Thank you. Let me read the statements very shortly. It's Marie Glusenkamp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. 0 to 10?
10.
And very convincing, right? Thank you. Now, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. It's 1 to 10. I mean, between 0 to 10.
10.
10. Very convincing. Thank you. The next statement says, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. What is your rate between 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you so very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie.
Thank you so very much. We're almost done now. I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankroll in his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Does that create no doubts at all? Some doubts or serious doubts between 0 to 10 for you to support him?
So if I say 10, that means that I have zero doubt that he would, that I don't want him.
No, in that case, it would say, you would say zero means, 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting him. So zero means that it gives you no doubts at all. You won't support him.
No, I have a 10, 10.
A 10. Serious doubts about, okay, I understand.
About supporting him, Joe Kent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How about the next statement says, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have the children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. 0 to 10, please.
10.
Thank you. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Thank you very much. Less likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely to support him.
Okay, but would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less, yeah, much less.
Thank you.
Much less.
Okay, if this is an open question, we're almost done at 90%. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
Well, I believe that he's a MAGA guy, so that would be it.
He's a MAGA guy, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, so you would say that, and can you specify why would you consider in that case that, you know, is the most recent convincing reason no to support for him?
I wouldn't trust him.
You wouldn't trust him.
Right.
Okay, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Between 1st and 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD.
Some college.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced?
Married.
Married, thank you.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do not, no.
No, right, okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay?
Thank you. Okay. Have a good
Welcome,
day.
Welcome, sir. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.